On our program today, visiting with Chris Blocker, visit Boone County, and so much more.
Good morning, Jim.
Good to have you back.
Yes.
I always look at my calendar and say, State Fair is coming. Time to call Chris.
Yep.
Well, otherwise, I mean, very busy. Well, I'm not even going to go with rain and the stuff this month because we had a lot of different things happening.
Yes.
First of all, we have Night on the Green coming up. I'm going to have you start with that right away because this, I think, is the first one where there was no rain in the forecast.
Absolutely. June was beautiful, but May and July was horrible. No other way to describe it, but yeah, just not good. And so, yeah, we appreciate our sponsors that that sponsor that event, even in bad weather.
Yeah.
We did move last month out to the Central Iowa Expo grounds and still had a good turnout, but definitely not what it is when it's downtown and sunny and 76 yeah. like it's supposed to be Friday night.
Well, we'll go for that. We do know that it's back to school and the
yep.
hospital is sponsored this time?
Yep, the hospital and the foundation.
Okay.
So the collaboration between the two of them. So, yep, we're excited that, they're sponsoring. We'll have like a resource fair with some booths and some people can get some information on resources.
A lot of different agencies provide services, and this is one where they want to make contact with parents. So.
Yep, absolutely. So should be fun. We'll have a big obstacle course for the kids to play on. And of course, we'll have our beloved barrel train and things like that. And
food trucks and
food
the whole
trucks.
Works.
Yep. Sons of
Gladys Kravitz.
Gladys Kravitz. I've not heard them, so I'm excited.
Well, it'll be fun. It'll be a fun night. And obviously, anybody will want to get a break from doing the water cleanup or whatever they're doing.
Right?
With, so.
Come out and enjoy a free night of entertainment and all kinds of fun things that you can
Your adult do. Beverages will cost you.
Yes, they will cost you. And any food in the food trucks. But everything else is free of charge.
So kick off August. There we go with that. And I mean, you turn right around. Of course, Central Iowa Expo grounds will be very big. Typically, this is the time when we've got most of Farm Progress moving in and taking care of things. Obviously, this year, they're gone. You will be spending time there later this month.
Yep, absolutely.
But this year, we've had opportunities to do other things in the Pyrotechnic Guild.
Yes, we're excited. So we did fill the calendar this year, opposite year of Farm Progress. And so open to the public shows for the Pyrotechnical Guild. And so Sunday night, get your tickets for the show Sunday. And then a week from Friday night are both open to the public. But they're out setting up and it really looks a lot like Farm Progress is in town because they have tents everywhere and campers. And I'm really excited for this. And it's been a great partnership so far. And just looking forward to what they're bringing to Boone County.
This is one of those things where they were previously had been in Newton.
Correct.
And of course, there's a race there. And so that kind of took care of that.
Yep.
But so where else could we go? And Chris is going, I have space.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we had conversation with them a number of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there were some things that obviously was really enticing about Newton that we didn't have. And
sure.
But we have a lot of great infrastructure. I know they're working with some landowners around us that are big parts of this happening. And so it just all come together and it's just going to be incredible. I'm so excited to just see what this is all about. I have not ever been a part of this or seen it. I've heard a lot of stories about it, but I'm excited to witness it myself.
So when you visit with them and I mean, you've talked to with them in, while this is all going on, while they're getting organized and everything else, is this something that might come back at some point? Or, I mean, have they expressed an interest in, say, you know what, we go to different locations and we'd like to come back?
Absolutely. That was that's been part of our conversation from the beginning. And yep, they have definitely shown that they are extremely interested that we could possibly be on a 4-year rotation. They do go to some other states when they're not here. And of course, you know, with Farm Progress being our biggest customer on even years, they're here. So any odd year, we would definitely welcome them to come back to, to the location.
We have some time.
We do have some time, but it's a great space for Central Iowa Expo to capture some of these types of events.
Sure.
So I think, you know, honestly, this is just the beginning of what other things we could see come.
Yeah. When you get these kinds, well, in this, this is a little more big scale.
Type. Yeah.
But we've had some other smaller scale things that go on out there that a lot of people might not be aware of. And all of a sudden they're going, what's going on? What's happening? But you are getting more and more traffic.
Agreed. Yes, we are. This year we have been crazy busy. About a couple weeks ago, we had the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy did all their training out there. So if you saw lots of sirens and chases going on, that's what was happening. Students that have applied to get into the Iowa Law Academy or Enforcement Academy were out there doing their training for driving. So, yeah, a lot of different things.
They look for that space. Where do we have openings? What do we have?
Right.
For
we have paved roads
and things
we
like
have some
that.
Buildings that, you know, that they can use to hide. Mm-hmm. And so that was really a lot of fun. Obviously, earlier this spring, Midland Power runs their annual banquet out there every year. So that's always fun. And and then later this fall, we'll have Iowa Firefighters Association will have their big convention out there as well. So a lot of camping. Again, a lot of great infrastructure. We added some electrical pedestals. So we're just trying to keep up as well.
All right. Obviously, one of the big things coming for you. Got to go, because visit Boone County and your partners take up a chunk of the Varied Industries building at the State Fair. And this has been... do they still give you a bad time about being there instead of tourism? Just curious.
Oh, not really. They love to take our money.
Yeah, there's that part. Yeah.
Yes. So up a lot of real estate. We have a great location. We give away thousands of visitor guides. We get tons of people that stop at our booth and absolutely love what Boone County, Iowa has to offer. So we love to showcase all that we have. And the volunteer, as you can imagine, I do spend a lot of time down there, but it's so nice to get a break and to have a lot of volunteers that come down and are able to tell the story of all the things that there are in Boone County to offer. So we will be there for 11 days, have a 40-foot booth, and you will not be able to miss us in the northwest corner.
When you come in, there it is.
There it is. Yep.
So, I mean, some of the things, and I know you collaborate with others, some of your other partners and stuff, but we've got, and I'm not sure how many others do other individual booths down there, but so you've got everything from the treehouse now, the Treehouse Village. We had Rail Explorers that came on. What new stuff do we got? You know, it's always something, and people always come by and ask questions because they've heard or something.
Yep.
Remember the High Trestle Trail?
The High Trestle when it was, and people still rave about that. You know, they see our backdrop, which has some really dynamic pictures on it, and then we have some other pictures that show some of our smaller attractions that don't necessarily drive people to Boone County, but people that are here doing some of our other bigger attractions go to some of our wineries and breweries and just seek out our restaurants and all of our other businesses, shopping local downtown and those types of things. So,
well, if they're looking at something big, then they obviously will turn around and say, what else is there?
So, right. And
you can go here, you can do this, you can do that.
And as you can imagine, honestly, we have so many different opportunities in Boone County, tons of outdoor recreation, but not only that, the rich history that we have, the Ledge State Park, all those fun things that just make Boone County so unique. Our Des Moines River Valley with Rail Explorers just continues to just just knock it out of the park. I mean, it is just fascinating that here they are on year four and they are still sold out weekend after weekend. And people, and everywhere I go, when I'm out on the road in the winter months, people stop by the booth and they're like, oh my goodness, we did that last year. It was so much fun. We absolutely loved it. We've told all of our friends. And so it
some
just
come
is dynamic.
Back.
Yeah, right. And they're repeaters, right? Yeah, they're just enjoying themselves. And this spring, or not spring, summer, I guess it was June 15th, I was at IPW, which is an international travel show in mm-hmm. Chicago. So that's been one of the really highlights for the state tourism office, is to really tap into international travel. How can we get international travelers that we know are flying into Chicago or Minneapolis or Kansas City? How can we get them to stop in the state of Iowa and realize that we really do have a lot of things? And, you know, honestly, Jim, one of our biggest selling points was how economic.
Economical.
I hate to call it cheap, but we are so. Yeah, we're so affordable in the state of Iowa that you can come and do things that you couldn't even dream of doing in some of those bigger cities because they're so expensive. So you can do a week's vacation in the state of Iowa so reasonable compared to what you can do in Florida or in California or some of those other states. So we really did sell ourselves as being extremely reasonable, and you can come do a full week's vacation for a reasonable dollar amount.
Let's get back to the state fair.
Yeah, state fair.
Because obviously, Visit Boone County is there.
Yep.
Other partners in your booth? Boone and Scenic Valley?
Boone and Scenic Valley.
Because they're always trying to come up with new things to do.
Right, they are. They always have, some type of new train experience that you can take. So, they are great partners with us. They help foot the bill for that. As you can imagine, it's extremely expensive. And we buy a lot of tickets to get all of our volunteers into the fair as well. So those all add up. But a lot of partners. I do a little mini training session that'll be on Monday night at 4:30 at the Boone and Scenic Valley Railroad Museum. And just kind of go over some of the highlights, make sure that we're, talking about every, yes, we got some really big attractions, but we have some really dynamic small attractions too. And I say it all the time, like the Mamie Dowd Eisenhower birthplace, I answer the phone for them and that place is hopping all the time. Like they are busy all the time. So, still looking for a few volunteers. So if you're interested, they can contact me and, get them signed up and get them on.
Check with Chris at Visit Boone County.
Yes.
So, you do have, I'm guessing you have a pretty good core group of volunteers.
And correct.
They do it because they're enthusiastic.
They love to tell the story,
don't they?
They do. And, you know, a lot of volunteers that come back year after year. And volunteers from all over the county, mm-hmm. Madrid sends a lot of volunteers down. They love their High Trestle Trail. Ogden sends volunteers down. They have so much too. Don Williams. And so anyway, and then tons of volunteers out of Boone. So throughout the entire county, I have tons of volunteers that just come together and make that booth happen.
Yeah, you can talk about anything, even when you push towards the holiday time and when Seven Oaks is got snowboarding, skiing
yep.
and stuff. And we got the Christmas trains and all of those things.
So. Yep. All seasons. That's what I love about Boone County.
Someone's going to slip Thomas in there once.
We have a lot of Thomas stuff going on when you come down to visit.
So, and that's just countywide. I mean,
right.
It's you can hit a number of different spots in the county. Did away from the fair, but okay, people make contact if you're interested in finding out about being a volunteer. I know you've got a lot. Again, get there, and it's not a long shift. What?
No,
three hours?
4 hours.
Four hours.
9 to 1, 1 to 5. And then if you take the night shift, it's only 3. So 5 to mm-hmm. 8. The Varied mm-hmm. Industries closed at 8 a couple of years ago, and they've stuck with that. So, sign up for a shift. It's very, and then you can spend the rest of the day at the fair.
Do what you want.
Yeah.
So anyway, the fair, make contact, and we'll be having a big crowd there. I was thinking about all of the other things too. I'm sure you get some people will come by, especially when during years of Farm Progress Show, you talk about that.
Yes.
You've got others that'll come by and they'll say, well, we come up there for Super Nationals or, you know, we're going to be here doing this.
Yep.
What other thing? And I know one thing. Yeah.
Golf. I have a lot of people stop by the booth and they come up here to golf. So
especially now after we had a major tournament, right?
Yes.
That worked out pretty well.
It did work out real well. Yes. So, it was a great week.
It got really warm and windy,
windy
at the end. It started out really well. We didn't want them to get scared. But, got some challenges at the end, but once again, put it out there as our first ever.
We showed them a lot of Iowa Nice and
substantial tournament. So
yep.
And then they turned right around and brought the girls state.
Yes.
As a quick, can you do this?
Yes, they did. Yes. And then, of course, we've hosted the co-ed state for the high school for a few years now, too. So, we are the go-to place.
Did want to ask about, I forgot what I was going to ask you about next.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. There were so many things we got excited. We mentioned firefighters will be here. Super National is going to be here.
Yep. Thomas.
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 We got that. You have another, I don't know if you were going to stop in September or if you were going to have an event in September for On the Green, but you have one.
We were going to have Nights on the Green Friday, September 4th or 5th, but that has been changed because we will be hosting RVTV on Thursday, September 4th. So, yes, that will be much bigger than what our Nights on the Green was going to be. But I am really excited about this. You probably remember, but the last time we had them was in 2017.
It was a while ago.
Yep. And every year I send John and Keith and that group a little note. And I'm like, hey, don't forget about us in Boone. We need you to come back. We'd love to host you again. We've got fun, exciting things. So we are really excited to have them be a part of the community for that day. And then on their way to Ames to kick off the Iowa State football game. So it'll be a day of wear your Iowa and Iowa State stuff down. Midland Power was our sponsor and they are still sponsoring, even though we're looking for additional sponsors. And we've had some really big sponsors step up to want to be a part of RVTV as well. So. Going to be a great day. We're going to have Scott Amusements. We'll have some rides down here. We're working with Landis to bring down the big TV. So that'll be the first night of kickoff for the NFL football. And it'll be a huge game because Dallas and Philadelphia are playing that night. So we'll be airing that. We'll have live music. We'll have lots and lots of kids activities. Some fun things for them to do. Of course, we'll have lots of food, trying to keep it very family friendly and very affordable. So working with the pork producers as well as the Booster Club to do some $5 meal deals. So that'll be very reasonable. We will have some additional food trucks for if you're not wanting that and you want dessert or snack later. So
there's a lot.
But, and working with the school to do a big pep assembly. So stay tuned. We're going to, I hope, release the schedule here real soon, but it should be a great night. It'll be a great time.
Yeah. Plus,
D-Mac's gonna bring down their D-Mac's gonna bring down their new cheer squad and put on a performance for us. So that program for them is new at D-Mac. So we're really excited about all the things
It's going to be a busy time. A lot more info coming out on that as we get a little closer for it too. I was going to say, too, I know one thing you quietly were working on, and we're seeing more and more of this coming back. It's like after the pandemic, it was, is it ever going to come back? You are getting some bus tours coming in.
Yes.
And that was one of the things you had started to make contacts on when you go out to your events and stuff. Go to these and say, come to Boone. Come by.
Right.
And take a look at what we've got.
Right. So true, Jim. And
it doesn't mean you have to go out and ride Rail Explorers or something.
No,
you can come and see it.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. That's the advantage of that being real close to the Boone and Scenic Valley Railroad as well. But I do one group travel show each year, and I laugh. I tell my board it's like speed dating. You sit down, you get a schedule, and I usually have between 40 and 50 appointments each year. And in a day and a half, you have 6 minutes to basically sell why these tour operators should bring their group to Boone County. And so so I'm really excited about this. We are going to have a record number of bus tours this year. We've already had a few. In fact, mm-hmm. this last week we had the Seniors on the Move group. So Seniors on the Move are from all over. And they're a group that just come together and they get steps in and they put together a tour. And so we had them here. We have some other big bus groups coming. Actually, I have one end of August, as well as an exciting story. Yeah. But I had a tour operator contact me longer ago for the end of September. And she just called me the end, latter part of last week, and it has been so extremely popular. They went from 44 to 88 sold out. So wow. they doubled their capacity, are bringing two buses. We're going to flip-flop the schedule from morning and afternoon and let them experience a lot of great things here in Boone County. So that I'm really excited about that. And a lot of just different groups, like women in agriculture, the Lincoln Highway came through and spent a day here. So just a lot of great bus tours coming through this year.
So people, you may see the bus or you might say, oh, who's this? But they are more, I noticed they're more frequent.
Yes, a lot more frequent. Yeah. Yes, yes. And I've talked about this a lot, like, right, they were the slowest thing to come back after the pandemic.
Sure.
You know, senior citizens typically sitting on a bus close to each other. So it has been the slowest thing to come back, as well as corporate travel, just because, you know, Zoom has been very easy. But so we're excited to see the bus tours come back. And of course, you know, in Boone County, again, we have great places that we can land them and give them a great tour.
Well, Friday night on the green first, that's next. It's tomorrow. It's the first.
Yes.
And weather's looking
awful. And weather's looking beautiful. So come down and spend the night.
So we'll have that. And again,
Sunday tickets.
Free entertainment and everything there. But again, get your, you have to pay for adult beverages and or the food trucks.
Yes. So. But everything else is free.
Everything
come down, listen
free.
To entertainment. Yep. Let the kids ride the barrel train. Doesn't cost anything. Won't cost anything for the obstacle course. So,
bring a lawn chair. Sunday, we kick off the pyrotechnic, PGI.
PGI.
And they're pretty excited, I think.
Yes.
Dry out a couple of parking lots for them, too.
Right.
Remember, I was at the fair when it was, there were some challenges there in a couple of days at the end. But I'm sure that, they'll be using your grounds out there. And so parking will be one of those things that they'll be taking care of. So.
Yes. Yep.
And,
they have parking all arranged.
And tickets, I know, are still available for them, and they do it all online. Just go to, what is it, PGI.org?
Yep. PGI.org. Yep.
And so that's an easy way to do it. And once again, anyone that we gave away, I know, is said, have it on your phone because that's what they're doing.
So. Yeah.
And then after that, you got State Fair.
State
Roll
Fair
right
is
into
just
that.
Just a week from today.
Yes.
Week from today, actually, Tuesday, set up the booth.
She's thinking, let's see, my schedule is Tuesday, we're setting up. Monday, we're volunteers. If you are interested in volunteering or want to be a part or learn a little bit more about it, maybe it's not going to fit your schedule this year, but down the road, make contact.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Either come to the training on Monday night, give me a call, 515-433-6900, or email me, chris@visitboonecounty.com. Contact me any way you can. I'll be glad to help you and explain to you what it's all about.
So I know this year we did some of the advertising. We got to have the drone footage and everything else going out there. We had the folks come and take a look at with their RV tour.
RV there yet?
RV there yet.
Yes.
So, we've had all of that. Again, a lot of exposure.
A lot of exposure. I'm so blessed. And something I haven't gotten in to talk about yet is we just had a content creator in town last weekend from, she writes for USA Travel. So again, awesome opportunity. My relationship with the state tourism office is so strong. And they reached out to me and said, hey, we have a creator that would like to come, and we're really wanting to send them to Boone County. Can you put together an itinerary for a couple days for them? And so I did, and Jackie was here last weekend, and I will share her story here as soon as it's published. And so watch our social media for that. So that's exciting. Those are things that we just don't get every day. But again, exposure that is just priceless.
Yep. Let everybody know what we've got.
Yeah, absolutely.
Chris Blocker, a guest on our program today. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for inviting me. I love being here, Jim.